Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Look for mostly sunny skies the next few days, but with more rain in the forecast. The afternoon highs will be in the low 80s and the lows at night will be in the 70s. Let's get things started in the Florida capital. Governor Ron DeSantis has vetoed a bill that would have allowed Florida electric utilities to impose steep fees on businesses and homeowners who install solar panels. The governor cited increases in the prices of gas and groceries. The bill would have required that solar customers pay all fixed costs of having access to transmission lines and backup energy. But the solar customers would not have received any benefits for reducing the utility's electricity demand. The veto is a victory for the solar industry in Florida and a defeat for Florida Power and Light, the state's largest electric utility whose lobbyists wrote the first version of the bill. In food news, a big blast of color and art is about to hit Coral Gables. Moonmat Hospitality's Crudo's Art House opens in early May. It's the sister property of Crudo's Fusion Art Wynwood and Crudo's Fusion Art Hallandale in Broward. The new two-story 5,000-square-foot space is in the former Adlib on Miracle Mile. It will see 85 guests and entertain them with art installations, live music, cocktails, and Asian-American Latin cuisine. In more hospitality news, the 2022 Forbes Travel Guide Star Awards have been announced, and it's good news for the Miami area resorts, restaurants, and spas that made the coveted lists. Neo on Brickell Key remains the lone 5-star restaurant in South Florida. One of the perennial 4-star restaurants, Palme d'Or, is not on the list this year because it closed. The St. Regis Ball Harbor management said the hotel was honored by its 5-star award, which comes as the Oceanfront Hotel celebrates its 10th anniversary. For a list of the local winners, go to miami.com. In sports, the 2022 baseball season is 3 weeks old and no starting pitcher has been better than Pablo Lopez. With a .39 ERA, Lopez has the lowest ERA through 4 starts in franchise history, edging out Dontrell Willis in 2004. Lopez just fired 6 shutout innings to lead the Miami Marlins to a 2-1 win against the Washington Nationals. He gave up just 3 hits and a walk and struck out 6 batters. And finally, the Argentine Football Association wants to build a youth soccer academy in North Bay Village. It says that could potentially lead to some of the world's top players training in the waterfront community. The Village Commission just voted to push ahead with ongoing negotiations with Argentina's soccer governing body for the project. It would include 5 synthetic turf soccer fields, a community center, a dog park, and courts for racket sports, all adjacent to Treasure Island Elementary School. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.